Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Hi, you can listen to all our shows at traveladviceshow.com. I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and my other co-host, Jerry Fuller. Would you like to introduce our guest and our topic today, Jerry?
I would love to. I'm really excited about this topic because when you do it, it is truly one of the most exciting experiences of your entire life. But we'd like to welcome John Gunturn, the general manager of Frontiers North, located in Winnipeg. Welcome, John. How are you?
I'm well, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome.
Fantastic.
Welcome,
John, would you tell us a little bit about the history of Frontiers North? I know you've been in the business about 30 years, but tell us how it got started and what the goals are and what you do.
For sure. Frontiers North Adventures is we're a family-owned and operated adventure travel business, and we focus our trips and our expertise on trips in Canada's north. Our most popular trip that we operate is to go visit the polar bears of Churchill, and we also operate a number of other trips, focusing mainly on wildlife and photography. We visit walrus and bowhead whales and agulhas, musk ox and barren ground grizzlies in Canada's central Arctic. And we also run trips to see things like beluga whales, northern lights, and another sea mammal.
Mm-hmm. I know. One thing that I think is fabulous is the way that, well, would you start out first of all, I guess, is tell us what, about the polar bears. The best time to go and when were the types of people that would really enjoy your trip most, and is there an age limit, either minimum or maximum age for the polar bears?
For sure. Okay, yeah. Just to focus in on our polar bears and Churchill trips, which we call them our Tundra Buggy Adventures. We own and operate a company called the Tundra Buggy Adventure. During October and November each year, we host guests in Churchill, Manitoba, to come and visit the polar bears. And the really cool part about the programs we offer, I think, is we do a really good job of catering to most types of travelers. We break our trips up into three categories. The first category is what we call an adventurer. So these trips are short duration. They're time and cost efficient, and they really cater mostly to North Americans. You see a lot of North Americans travel on our adventurer programs, and so it's coming to Churchill. It's getting on a buggy. It's getting out into the wildlife and seeing polar bears. But it's also, you know, the opportunity to be back at work on Monday. Really cool trip. The next category is something we call enthusiast trips. They're more well-rounded. They're longer in duration. They are they're led from Winnipeg, which is, it's about 600 miles or about 1,000 kilometers south of Churchill. So we meet our guests in Winnipeg. We travel with them up to Churchill on our interpretive guides, escort our groups around, and of course provide expert interpretation on, cultural, wildlife and plant life aspects of the trips we're on. And, really cool with our enthusiast level, the second category, is we've got time out on the buggies with the bears, which is, that's the reason people are coming to Churchill, is for the polar bears, and we accomplish that goal. On these trips, we also expose our guests to some of the really interesting cultural aspects of the community of Churchill, which is has always been a meeting place or a place of trade for Canada's Aboriginal people. The Cree people, the Dene, and the Inuit, hundreds of years ago, all came to Churchill to trade. It is, four ecosystems converge at Churchill, with the marine ecosystem, obviously, of Hudson Bay, the tundra, the taiga, and the boreal forest, all sort of converge right at Churchill. So those are some really interesting cultural aspects. We expose our guests to those. We take them dog sledding. We have presentations conducted by Aboriginal people explaining their history in the region. And so that enthusiast program is much, it's well-rounded, it's longer in duration. You're getting the polar bears, you're also getting some really neat cultural aspects of the community of Churchill. The third category of trip that we offer is called a specialist trip. And our specialist products cater mostly to serious amateur and professional photographers, and we spend the most amount of time out on the tundra in the buggies photographing bears. These trips are as many as 7 straight days on the tundra photographing bears. And are led by professional photographers. We work with some of the best photographers in the world. Of note, Dan Cox he's out of Bozeman, Montana. He's landed the cover of National Geographic a few times and is well respected in the professional photography industry as one of the best polar bear photographers in the world. Mm. And Dan leads trips for us. So we're really proud to have him on board and help us with those programs. And our specialist, our Tundra Buggy Adventure specialist category trips are scheduled the latest in the season. And I can get back to this in a bit, but I'll just throw it out there right now. They're scheduled latest in the season, so we're best able to fulfill those photographer needs of snow, ice, and polar bears, which is important for the photographers if they want anything saleable when they get home, it's snow and ice and polar bears. So if I was going to speak to that a bit, I could tell you that, just kind of backing up, what are we doing there in the first place? Why are there polar bears and trail bears? It's actually really interesting. If you look at a map of North America, Hudson Bay is a huge inland ocean. In the central or the north Canada, north by northeast part of the continent. Mm-hmm. Churchill is a community on the west coast of Hudson Bay. And actually, so what happens right at Churchill is we've got 3 freshwater influences. And as we know, freshwater freezes at about 0 degrees Celsius or, in Fahrenheit, I guess that's about 32. We've also got prevailing winds from the northwest. We've got a counterclockwise current in the Hudson Bay, so it's bringing colder water and colder weather from the north down to Churchill. And as a result of all these factors and a few other ones, the ice on Hudson Bay tends to freeze first, right at Churchill. Over the centuries, polar bears have figured this out, and what is normally a solitary animal out on the Arctic sea ice aggregates. These polar bears aggregate on the tundra just outside of Churchill, and we take advantage of that aggregation. So that's go ahead.
Oh no, oh, go ahead. I was going to ask a question, but go ahead.
Okay, for sure. So what we do is in the 1940s, there was actually a military base right at Churchill, and it was called Fort Churchill. And as a result of that military base being there, there's a whole bunch of really good infrastructure in Churchill that otherwise wouldn't be in a small community of 800 people in Canada's north. We've got one of the at one point was an alternate landing for the space shuttle. At one point was, I think, the 9th or 11th longest runway in North America. So so we're able to land any type of plane up in Churchill filled with any type of tourist that you can imagine. One of the other results of the military base in Churchill is when they left behind them a network of trails on the tundra that they used for their cold weather training. And today, those trails are in an area that's governed by Manitoba Conservation. Manitoba is the province in which we operate. And Manitoba Conservation has this wildlife management area. And these trails exist inside the wildlife management area. There are 18 permits to operate tourist vehicles, or in other words, or as you know, the layman knows it, to operate tundra buggies on the tundra. There are 18 permits, and we possess most of them. So that's kind of the story behind it. So we're proud to say that we were able to, as a result of taking advantage of these trails, and we've got these huge tundra buggies. And if you haven't seen them, I encourage you to go to tundrabuggy.com and look at some of the image albums at the buggies to figure out what we're talking about here. We're able to tread lightly. We stay on the trails when the ground is not yet frozen. When the lakes and the ground freeze, we travel on top of the lakes. And so that's how we get around, and that's how we were able to go and visit the polar bears on their turf. I think interesting to acknowledge as well is that the wildlife management and the trails that we travel upon in that area are relatively insignificant in size, and I think it's important to acknowledge that if you know the polar bears don't want to be in this area, they really don't have to be. Where the ecosystem and the environment that we're in is not unique to the wildlife management area. There's literally thousands of square kilometers of this type of ecosystem all along the west coast of Hudson Bay. And we like to think that the bears know that they're safe in the wildlife management area, that they won't be pushed away by conservation officers. If a bear is trying to get into town, there's a bit of a story behind that. If a polar bear is trying to get into the community of Churchill, they're deterred. And that can involve being scared off by cracker shells. It could be being herded by a few trucks to just kind of push them off and off out into the wilds again. It could also mean being tranquilized and put in a polar bear holding facility, which I can't imagine is fun for any bear. So I think I like to think that the bears understand when they're in the wildlife management area that they're safe. We're not going to chase them. We're not going to tranquilize them or anything like that. We're just there to hang out and take a picture.
But I think your concept of the tundra buggies is phenomenal. I know about maybe 35 years ago or a little more, maybe 38 years ago, I went up to Churchill to see them, and it was not anywhere near as organized or easy to see them or efficient to see them as you have now. So, John, you're to be congratulated on the phenomenal invention, I guess, and I'm not sure if you invented them totally, but I know using them, the tundra buggy is a great, great way to go out there and actually see them. Let me talk a little bit or ask you some questions about some other projects that you do, because one that I really think is fabulous is some of your cruises that you do along the Hudson Bay and along that area to Baffin Island and that area. Do you want to spend a little bit of time talking about those options and which the animals that you see up there?
Yeah, for sure. Just quickly, I will address, you mentioned the origin or the history of the tundra buggy. And I'll quickly address that and I'll move on to talking about those trips further north. So, like I said, Churchill has been, the community of Churchill has seen a couple different changes in what it's about, okay? So, hundreds of years ago, it was a meeting place for Aboriginal people to conduct trade. In the early 1900s, Churchill, there's established there a grain port. Actually, just before that, the European settlers came along, built Canada's largest and now oldest stone fort. It's called Prince of Wales Fort. It's at the mouth of the Churchill River, and Churchill was an important installation during the fur trade. Then in the 1900s, it was a grain handling facility and a grain shipping port, and that was a big deal in the 1930s. And then in the Cold War, it was an important military base. So the community of Churchill has gone through a number of transitions in its history. But what happened after the military left town in the late 60s and early 70s is everybody in the community was kind of, left and kind of looking at each other saying, well, what next? What are we going to do next to keep this community alive? And when the military was around, polar bears weren't much of an issue. They were typically shot on sight, and, I'm not proud to say it, but we're pretty confident a lot of those furs were just boxed up and shipped down south and adorned the walls of people who used to be in the military. but when the military left town, polar bears were no longer shot on sight. And the town began to realize that there might be, polar bears might be an important resource for the community. And it was then that he was a civilian, he worked for the military when they're in town, as a mechanic, and he is named Glenn Smith, and he started toying with some ideas about how to get onto the tundra and be able to safely interact with these polar bears. His invention, the tundra buggy, there are a few people that came up with these vehicle ideas, but Len's tundra buggy really made it through and to the next stage, right? Len was able to turn his tundra buggy into a business. He hosted, a cigarette company came up and wanted to do, their campaign was involved polar bears. So one of Len's first clients was a cigarette company. The next one was the Smithsonian Magazine. The next one was National Geographic. And the big one was a videographer group from National Geographic that made a film called Polar Bear Alert. And Polar Bear Alert aired on National Geographic and on the PBS in the States in the early 80s. That was like the opening of the floodgates, and that's when tourism in Churchill really took off. Mm-hmm. So our family company, Frontiers North Adventures, started in the mid-80s. Shortly thereafter, our family lived in Churchill. We saw this tourism industry sort of, on the cusp, the elements were in place for Churchill to really make a transition into its next stage of life, and that is tourism. And the economy relies heavily on tourism, and has since then. So Frontiers North jumped into the market at that time. We started expediting trips from the south up into Churchill. Frontiers North went out and marketed Churchill as a destination, which really hadn't been done before. And we really developed the product in Churchill, and we think contribute to the development of the tourism industry in Churchill. We like to think so, anyways.
So fabulous.
In the late 90s, when Len wanted to get out of the business and he was selling the tundra buggy company, our family, Frontiers North Adventures, acquired that. And there you go. The rest, as they say, is history. So that's what we've been working on ever since. Now, we got your question about the cruises that we run. We'll do that during the summertime. Most of the cruises, what they all have, there's a few different itineraries, and they're all unique, and they all have interesting aspects to them. What's similar to all of them is that we travel through Hudson Strait on all of those cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right above Quebec. Actually, the port for the boat is in northern Quebec. The community is called Cujuac. So the boat departs from Cujuac. It'll either travel further north around Baffin Island, which is a really interesting trip because Baffin Island has so much elevation on that northeast coast. There's drastic fjords. We're traveling near the flow edge, so we're seeing animals like walrus and bearded seal hauling out. Sometimes we're seeing polar bears stalking prey from the boat while they're on the ice. There's actually an island that we visit up in Nunavut that has a lot of muskox on it. So it's a trip. The trips on the boat, as far as wildlife is concerned, the trips are it's almost luxury, right? We're in the Arctic. It's a very comfortable boat, a recently remodeled boat that we use, and it's very comfortable. Expert interpretation. But I would suggest is more of a starter kit for deeper adventure into the north. You get exposed to interesting culture and interesting communities. You get exposed to wildlife, but nothing too in depth, you know. And maybe that's a good thing for some of your listeners. You're on the boat packs during the day, you'll see the walrus. Maybe you'll see some polar bears, whatever. But you're back on the very comfortable boat in the afternoon for the evening with gourmet meals and expert interpretation and amazing sleep. I love sleeping on the boats, right? So that's one of the itineraries. The other itinerary focuses more on visiting an artistic community, an Inuit community, kind of a hub of Inuit art in the world, is one of the main visits on another itinerary on the ship. And the third itinerary, actually, we go through Hudson Strait. We see some of the wildlife on the islands, but the trip actually travels through Hudson Bay and stops in Churchill. And there's one of the other trips that we do is we focus on the beluga whales in the mouth of the Churchill River during the summer, and this cruise ends up in the mouth of the Churchill River. We get in the Zodiacs and we go around and we see those things as well. So that's the cruise. It's a really interesting trip. Amazing food, amazing interpretation on that trip.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with that one. Also because of the having been up in that area several times, the culture, the Inuit Indians, and their carving of the soapstone and the different animals. It's quite, and no tourists. As you mentioned, there's just nobody up there. And fabulous opportunity to really experience an area that's so unique. And the animals, I love seeing those walruses. It's something different. And you do have a program that does the beluga whale, too. You want to talk just a few minutes about that one?
Yeah, for sure. It's Churchill's an interesting destination. You know, I've lived there. I've spent most of my life either living or working in Churchill. And it's something, I guess, really that you end up taking for granted because you're exposed to it so often. So we've got the polar bears in the fall that we talk about. We're able to provide the best access in the world to wild polar bears right near Churchill. As well, during the summer months, Churchill, the mouth of the Churchill River, which is right beside the town, the mouth of the Churchill River is home to over 3,000 beluga whales. And so you've got over 3,000 beluga whales literally in an area maybe 2 or 3 square miles. And this isn't the whale watching industry like it is on the West Coast or in Baja. Or in the St. Lawrence Seaway. This is where, you know, you may have a couple dozen whales and maybe a couple dozen tourists. Churchill, it's a whole different animal. It's, like I said, over 3,000 beluga whales in the mouth of the river. There's one large Coast Guard approved boat that holds about 30 people that'll go out and tour. And then other than that, it's a smattering of kayaks and a smattering of Zodiacs. And it is intimate. It really is an inspiring experience to be able to kayak beside a beluga whale and it looks up and it winks and it dives down or it comes up and it swims beside you. And you know, you feel like the only person in the whole wide world when something like that happens. It's really inspiring. So those programs happen during July and August in Churchill. And the programs that we offer to Churchill to see the beluga whales include time on the water in the Coast Guard, in the big Coast Guard approved boat, in a Zodiac or a kayak. As well, we spend time at the Prince of Wales Fort that I mentioned earlier that was built during the 1700s during the fur trade. It took 40 years to build, and so we spend some time there. We learn about that cultural history of Churchill. As well, we spend a bit of time on the tundra in a buggy in the middle of summer. We don't make people any promises because the bear activity doesn't really kick up until the fall, but there's a decent chance that we're gonna be able to see not only beluga whales on a trip, but we're also gonna see polar bears during the summer as well. So it's a really good trip. Churchill during the summer is a great place to be. It's in the fall we host as many as 10,000 guests in those 2 months in Churchill, and for beluga whales. The awareness, it's a great destination and it's a great program, but it just hasn't hit the mainstream yet. So there's an opportunity to go in and experience Churchill's beluga whales, before anybody else did, sort of thing, right? Be the first of all your friends to say that you've done it. It's a really cool destination.
Well, I know.
The really cool part about Churchill is during the winter, actually, it's today, Tuesday. In 6 days, I'll be traveling up to Churchill. It's the end of March. Believe it or not, there's still feet and feet of snow up in Churchill.
Yeah,
and we're going up for our Northern Lights viewing trip, Northern Lights viewing and photography trip. And interesting about this, about Churchill's location, is it's not only where, thousands of beluga whales, hundreds of polar bears choose to aggregate each year, but it's also directly under something called the auroral oval, which means, like parts of northern Alaska, like parts of Russia, we get some of the best northern lights in the world at Churchill. And the cool part about Churchill for many North Americans is it's a lot more accessible than northern Russia and northern Alaska. So we've got our stunning Northern Lights up in Churchill, and as well next week on March 29th, I strongly urge Jerry, you and all your listeners to check out the Hudson Bay Quest, which is a dog sled race that occurs between the community of Churchill and 250 miles north to a community called Arviat in Nunavut. It's a qualifying race for the Iditarod, which goes on in Alaska. And it's grassroots, and it's a lot of Inuit racers, mushers, who keep it real authentic. They've got a particular style of dog sled that they run that's different than what you're going to see on TV or in the Iditarod. And they have a different configuration for their dogs, as opposed to a linear configuration that you see. They've got a bit of a fan configuration. They spread their dogs out. And it's interesting, there's a reason for it. They spread these dogs out so that if they run into some ice crackers, with a fan configuration of the dogs, they're able to spread the weight out of the load. Those Indian guys are really thinking up there. So anyways, we're doing our Northern Lights trip next week. We're going to be at the starting line for the Hudson Bay Quest and cheering on those mushers, and we're going to have a blast.
All right.
Well,
that's great.
Yeah. Well, John, we do thank you so much for being our guest today and talking about that fabulous area of the world that is so unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that much about it, but I'm glad for that they were able to hear your explanation and description of it.
Yep.
Would you like to tell everyone how they can contact you and learn more about the product and the company?
Yeah, for sure. Our Polar Bears in Churchill trips, we've got a number of departures going to Churchill each year. The product really stands on its own two legs. So we've got its own website at tundrabuggy.com, and you can learn all about our trips up to Churchill to see the polar bears on that website. A lot of our other the rest of our departures live on a website called frontiersnorth.com, and as a result of these other products catering much more to a smaller audience or a niche market, we've got them all living on the Frontiers North website. So that's kind of how we break it out. And those are the two ways to get a hold of us. If you want to give us a call, toll free in North America, you can dial 800-663-9832. Or from anywhere in the world, you can dial 204-949-2050. And on the email is info@frontiersnorth.com.
Well, we thank you again, John, and we appreciate your being on and explaining the products and company.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com